With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The jury in what many refer to as the 2024 election interference case was dismissed for the day after over 4 hours of deliberations.
Jurors in the historic legal case were excused late in the afternoon, ending the first day of deliberations. Before leaving, the jury asked to rehear certain testimony and the judge's instructions. That will be provided on Thursday morning when court is back in session. Judge Juan Merchan estimated that the rereading aloud of the requested testimony from
Trump lawyers say the Democrat judge is keeping the former president at the courthouse in order to keep him off the campaign trail. Well, Joe Biden is working to shore up support among black voters as he seeks re-election. This is polling shows that he has lost major support among black Americans. Biden appeared alongside Kamala Harris at a joint rally in Philadelphia on Wednesday. He credited black Americans for his 2020 election win. Also at SRNnews.com, images show a U.S. drone being shot down in Yemen.
It wasn't immediately clear what brought down the drone, but the military's central command has acknowledged seeing reports of the aircraft being downed in a desert region of Yemen's central Marib province. The downing comes as Yemen's Houthi rebels continue their attacks on shipping around the Red Sea over the Israel-Hamas war. Authorities in Marib, which remains held by allies of Yemen's exiled government, did not immediately acknowledge the drone, nor did the Houthis, who previously have shot down MQ-9s amid the war. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
South Korea's military says North Korea has fired at least one ballistic missile towards its eastern waters, adding to a streak of weapon demonstrations that have raised tensions. This is SRN News. A drag performance took place at the Vatican's new event for kids this month.
Pope Francis inaugurated the first ever World Children's Day Festival in Rome. It's unclear if he was aware that amongst the entertainment options for small children was a drag show. YouTube video shows a large group of kids at the festival venue watching a man in a dress and women's makeup dance for them. The Pope has already sparked division in the Catholic Church by allowing priests to bless same-sex civil unions. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Washington, D.C. judge issued a permanent injunction barring the U.S. Capitol Police from interfering with protests and demonstrations on the steps of the Capitol building. The Christian Defense Coalition filed suit to open up the steps after members were arrested for holding a silent prayer vigil. The coalition spokesperson said the First Amendment ensures that every American has the right to peacefully express their views in the public square free from government intimidation. This is SRN News. Wall Street's May momentum is losing steam as the month comes to an end. All three indexes lost money on Wednesday.
Stocks closed lower on Wall Street under the weight of higher yields in the bond market. The S&P 500 fell 0.7% Wednesday, sinking further below the record high it set last week. The Dow fell 411 points. That's about 1.1%. The Nasdaq Composite gave back 0.6% a day after setting its latest all-time high. American Airlines dropped 13.5% after cutting its profit forecast for the spring. Other airline stocks also fell. Treasury yields moved higher in the bond market. That puts pressure on stocks by making borrowing costs more expensive across the economy and increasing the appeal of bonds over stock. The yield on the 10-year Treasury, which helps set mortgage rates, rose to 4.61%. Seth Sutel, New York.
$25,000 all-electric Jeep vehicle will soon be available in the U.S. Stellantis currently offers a low-cost electric SUV model for about $25,200. More details at SRNnews.com.